Chad Livengood at work for Cranes Detroit Business, and he's facing what might be the tip of a prickly iceberg. And the question in the headline of his work this morning, did the pandemic kill the business lunch in Detroit? Interesting question that has a lot of ramifications along the way, Chad Livengood. Good morning to you. You know, it occurred to me as I read your headline, the business lunch of today is tremendously different than, say, the business lunch of 10 or 20 and certainly 30 years ago. You certainly have noticed that along the way, Chad.
Well, there's not as much vodka involved, Paul.
it's absolutely right. There is no such thing even close to, quote unquote, a two-martini lunch.
Right, yeah. Well, I'm old enough to have been in newspapers long enough where, you know, reporters went to the bar for lunch, and there was a couple brewskis involved. So, yes, it is evolving, and I think the pandemic in general probably has sped along things. I should clarify, I did not write the story. Our intern, Allison Smith, did, but she did a great job kind of capturing what's going on right now. Part of it is downtown is still vacant because less than 25% of the workforce is back in every day. You know, before the pandemic, we were at 130,000 people in the greater downtown. That includes, we're including Midtown, New Center, Corktown, which is going to become a very, very busy place to work here in the next couple of years with Ford Motor Company revitalizing the train station. And so, and that workforce is still decimated as far as the number of people downtown, namely, you know, big tenants like General Motors and the Renaissance Center, still not fully back in. Quicken Loans, or rather Rocket Companies, and Dan Gilbert's family of companies, 17,000 strong before the pandemic, a third of them are in the office every day right now. So because of that, the demand for downtown lunch is just not there. And so what you see is, and I kind of came up with this story idea. I said, if you want to have a lunch meet on Monday in downtown Detroit, good luck. You know, you're going to be meeting at Lafayette Coney Island, which I love Lafayette Coney Island, but not necessarily the place that you go for that martini at lunch. So, yeah, it's really hard to find a place Monday, Tuesday, even Wednesday. A lot of bars also, if you just want to have a happy hour one of those days of the week, it's very hard to find many places that are open right now. And so that's kind of the challenge that downtown workers are facing as they're trying to return to some sort of normalcy, is the restaurant business hasn't caught up, or there just is still not enough demand, or some of those restaurants just frankly did not survive all the shutdowns. They were shut down for about 170 plus days. Between the spring 2020 shutdown and then the shutdown last November that lasted till February 1st, and they couldn't come back until they could come back to more than initially it was 25% capacity indoors. And so these restaurants are still really hurting. It's going to be a while until we really see that vibrancy come back.
Yeah, it's Chad Livengood with us, Cranes Detroit Business, and he has an intern that has the same name as my sister, Allison Smith. Be that as it may, this is a very significant story, my feeling, with tentacles that go far beyond restaurants that aren't opening for lunch anymore. First of all, they're all still having trouble hiring people for when they are open. But secondly, yep. The restaurants, the pharmacies, the dry cleaners, the whatever else was in the line of fire downtown Detroit with 130,000 people coming into work every day, everybody is going to be adversely affected by the fact that we will never, I generally say never, but I don't think we will ever go back to those numbers downtown Detroit except for long-term growth of the city. I think a lot of people will never go back on a 5-day-a-week or 6-day-a-week basis back to their office, downtown or elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean that's the challenge. And what does that look like? And if you are, say, a certain billionaire who owns about 3.5 million square feet of downtown office space, and you happen to be building a new skyscraper right now, you have to be a little bit nervous about what the future holds for downtown office space, and it's going to be very dependent upon downtown living in order to kind of keep those retailers on Woodward Avenue. Just think about all the effort that went into revitalizing Woodward Avenue,
right?
By Dan Gilbert and his Bedrock Company, and so that foundation depends upon a certain number of amount of foot traffic every day, and we saw some of those, you know, some of those retailers didn't make it, and so that also, yeah, as you also know, there still is a huge labor shortage issue. A lot of these places that were open for like breakfast, like the Apparatus Room, used to be open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Now they're just barely open for dinner Wednesday through Sunday. I mean, a lot of these places are going Wednesday through Sunday because they're just banking everything on the weekends.
Right.
Downtown is getting a lot of, especially since it got warm, downtown has been a pretty popular place for people to go on the weekends. But that's not necessarily the case on Tuesday or Monday.
You know, and Dan has the ability to have big numbers, 17,000, I think you said, asking his employees to come back, which would behoove him to do that, to get people back downtown. But that's only 17,000. I know that's a huge number, but you know what I'm saying. Always a good job, Chad Livengood. We appreciate it very much. Thanks for your help.
Nice talking to you, Paul W.
Chad Livengood. Crane's Detroit Business. Did the pandemic kill the business lunch in Detroit? Business lunch in Detroit was not strong, not like it used to be, but it's really been affected now. And you might have thought the reason restaurants weren't opening is because they couldn't get enough employees. That's still true, too. So there's a lot to be dealt with still ahead of us. We'll get through it all together here on the Paul W. Smith Show, WJR.